Well, we can hear you, so that's all right, okay?
I can't hear
Don't worry, take them off. Take them off, dear. All right, we've got Elton John in the studio. Oh, no, it's not. It's Mason. Hello, Mason.
Hello.
You all right down there?
Yeah.
Did you want to say hello to anybody?
Hello, stepdad. Richard, hello.
Hello, stepdad Richard.
Yeah, hi.
Where is stepdad Richard listening?
I have no idea.
No idea at all. Is he on the island somewhere? Is he on the mainland?
I think he's in Cowes.
In Cowes, okay. Now, look, well, you were on the show yesterday.
Yeah.
And we were having a little chat about, during the lunchtime social debate, it was all about, you know, there's a female Doctor Who, and we asked the question, is there a job that women can't do?
Yeah.
And we sort of worked out yesterday that apparently they can't be Catholic priests because that's not allowed. And that's probably the only job we thought that they couldn't do. But you've come up with three more?
Yeah.
So you've gone home and you've researched this?
Yep.
Okay, so there are more jobs that women can't do?
Yeah.
Right, I'm surprised that you found some more, but go on, what can't they do?
Well, number one is women cannot fight on the front line.
Right, okay.
In the army.
They're not allowed to fight on the front line.
No.
What's your thoughts on that? Do you agree with it? Can they change it, though?
I don't know, because, like, Richard told me that,
It's your stepdad, Richard.
Yeah.
Let's blame him.
Yeah, like... it, like, can't... They can't for some reason. I can't remember what that reason is.
Okay. All right, but they're not allowed to, so there's one job.
Yeah.
I quite like the idea of that. I don't like the idea of ladies on the front line, do you?
I don't really know.
All right, okay. What's the next one then?
Next one is the Catholic priest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, which we said yesterday. Yeah.
Which is the one we said yesterday. And a head coach of a professional men's sports team.
Sports team?
Yeah.
Not football team. Sports any sports team. Team.
Yeah. Head coach of a professional men's sports team.
Right, okay. Is there no such thing as that then? No female... Really?
I don't know, but that's what it came up with.
Okay. Because we did say yesterday, we were talking about teams like Man United. They would never ever have a lady manager or a lady coach.
Yeah.
Not because they weren't good enough, it's because they're too sexist.
Yeah.
They won't allow it to happen. I wonder if in our lifetime, certainly not mine probably, but maybe yours, that people could be so, you know, a little bit more open-minded so these things are achievable.
Yeah.
Do you think that would be fair?
I think it would be a lot more fair, yeah.
Do you like fairness? Do you like equality?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you on that. Now, you're going to be joining us tomorrow for a lunchtime social debate, aren't you?
Yes.
Have you guys actually sorted out what you're going to be chatting about yet?
I think we're doing something on, like, school restrictions or something.
School restrictions?
Yeah, something
that's great.
Along those lines.
You mentioned yesterday about shorts, didn't you?
Yeah.
And, you know, the fact that when it gets really, really hot, it'd be good for young lads to be able to wear
and
shorts.
And you said that I had to wear my tie today, didn't you?
I was
so pulling my
your
tie's
leg.
In my bag. Yeah. My tie's in my bag.
I was only joking. You know that, don't you?
I know, but my stepdad Richard told me to bring it in, so I brought it in.
All right then. Okay, we'll chat some more in a little while.
Yeah.
Although I'm always quite scared when you come in because I don't know what you're going to say.